Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Pastor David Wright on the line with me. He has a new project out called Miracles. Pastor David Wright, tell us, what does miracles mean to you?
God bless you, Nigeria. Miracle is an event. What miracle means to me is an event that only God can do. When you're in need of something and we can't do it on our own, you depend on God for a miracle. Amen. So that's what this song and that's what that word miracle means to me.
Okay. And what event happened that inspired you to write this song?
An event that happened that inspired me to write this particular song. My brother had a massive stroke while he was driving his truck. Whoa. And he bled out of his brain, was bleeding for over 12 hours before anybody found him.
Jesus.
When they found him, they thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But it got him to the hospital, and God healed his body. He recovered, and he lived over a year later, still was living after that event. So that was nothing more than a miracle.
Sir, thank you for that testimony, because we need to have clarity and understanding that God is, period. And we know him as a healer, and we have to have clarity and understanding in this pandemic that God is still God. So thank you so much for sharing that. It blessed me.
Yeah.
You are a musician, you're a producer, you're a songwriter, you're a pastor. Outside of all those titles, who is David Wright?
Outside of all of those titles, David Wright is a husband, he's a father, he's a young man that loves God with all of his heart. And there's a little bit of comedian in him as well.
That's all right. That's all right. We need that. Laughter makes the heart joyful. So tell me, what's one of your favorite songs that you have written and performed? Which one do you enjoy most?
I'm going to give you two. One of my favorite is the song Miracles. I really love this song because it's such a great message in it. God really spoke to me in regards to writing the song. But one of my favorite songs as far as performing, my dad has a song called Who's on the Lord's Side.
All right.
And that song is so powerful, so power packed. And I enjoy playing it. I enjoy singing it. I really enjoy that song.
Wow. Did you ever write a song for a particular artist and they sung it, and it was exactly what you had in your mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wrote a song for my wife. She delivered it perfectly, just the way I thought she would.
Mm-hmm.
Even better than I thought she would. And when I write songs, you know, I try to write songs that really fit the person that's going to be singing the lead.
Okay.
Because every song ain't for everybody.
Right, right. How do you pick songs? As a songwriter, I always wondered about this. Like, how do you separate writing a song for somebody and then writing a song for yourself, if you can explain that?
Yeah. Well, writing a song for somebody else, you have to tell it to their voice. You have to know what kind of voice they have, if they're a worship singer, if they're a praise singer, if they're a screamer, if they're a melody kind of singer. A mellow kind of singer, rather. And you have to write a song according to that. Now, when I'm writing for myself, I don't consider myself a singer, so I write songs for me that everybody can sing, that every choir can sing. I try to find a simple niche in there where every church choir can sing a song that I have written.
Wow, that's all right. How is it, let's say, writing for a choir music? How do you manage that? Because I know you do workshops.
And that is what I really love to do. That is the legacy that I'm continuing from my dad, the late Reverend Timothy Wright. People knew my father for choir music.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposely write for choirs.
Okay.
Because there's a new day right now. There's not too many choirs around anymore. A lot of people have praise teams in their churches. They don't even have choirs anymore. And some of that is due to the horrible times that we've been in.
Mm-hmm.
But the choirs are making a comeback.
Yes, they
are. And when choirs need songs to sing, most of the time, they got to go back to the 70s and 80s and even 90s to find good choir music. Now, with a new season coming, I'm a stickler for writing songs for choirs to sing today. And in order for your choir to sing it, it has to be simple enough.
Right.
For them to sing it, it has to be simple enough for the musicians to even play. So that's what I try to do, simple choir music.
You said something interesting. I didn't know there was a difference. What's the difference between choir music and praise teams?
Well, the difference between choir music and praise team music. Praise team music is usually a set-aside group of singers that are skilled and that are skillful, that can deliver praise team sound, that can deliver the praise and worship.
Oh, okay.
But a choir... choirs, everybody can join a choir, whether they're skillful or not.
Oh, okay.
You got some people that are on the usher board that sing in the choir. You got some people that haven't been to music school that sing in the choir. So the choir is a more accepting, a more open atmosphere where you don't have to be perfect, but you have to try the best to perfect your gift. But the praise team is a set aside worshipers that are skillful in their craft.
Wow. Okay. So you have a label, Godfather Records. What's going on with the label, and how has the pandemic hindered or helped?
Yes, we have Godfather Records, and Godfather Records is a label that's been in existence since 2008. And God has been blessing this label. The latest project, of course, is my project, Miracle. And then we had a Stellar Award project last year, the New York Fellowship Children's Choir. Then we also had another Stellar Award project this year, an instrumental by David Wright called Let the Organ Play. And also, Denise Wright, my wife, is also on the label, and she has a wonderful project. We have about 25 projects out on this wonderful gospel music label.
Wow. That is awesome. That is great. And all your music is on all digital outlets?
On all digital music outlets, you can get out.
Do you have a website as well?
Yes, our website, www.gracetabernacle.info.
Okay. Now, as a prodigy of church, right, and you're a pastor, so you have children, so they're pastor kids. With all your experience in being young, starting in ministry, what do you talk to your kids about, and are they interested in music? Right. So as a pastor and someone who grew up in the church, what instructions, or how do you balance out with raising your children, and are they interested in music?
Yeah. Well, I balance it out because even though I am a pastor and I've been a PK since the age of 12. I want my family to have balance. So we take our vacation and we enjoy our family time. And the main thing, I want my children just to love God, not to worry about the politics of church, not to worry about the different things that the drama that people tend to get in church with preaching kids. I just want them to love God and develop their relationship with Jesus Christ on their own. And if music is a part of that, I will push that. But if they're not interested, I would never push it on them.
Right.
Thank God, my son, I have a younger son. He's actually my drummer now. And my older son, he was playing drums, and he does sing. He's a singer. He has a singled out on my record label as well.
Nice.
But he kind of lost a little interest in that. And my daughter was working in ministry as well, helping us with the camera and the media team. So they're all in the church. Thank God.
Okay. The Christian Joe Jackson. No, I'm only joking.
Yeah. Now, my father was. They used to call my dad the Christian Joe Jackson.
Really?
He had five sons. And four of us played instruments. All of us were playing on his records, were playing with him, traveling. And he put me on a three-day shut and locked me in the church for 3 days and said, play for an hour and pray for an hour. And God anointed me.
Wow. Amen. Amen. How has your sound matured? You started early, like 16. So from your 16-year-old self to now, the message we know is the same, Jesus. But just in your writing and growth in what you're doing.
Yes. Well, I've matured in my sound by it's songwriting, by learning that less is more. You don't have to have a whole lot of words for you to have a great song. And I used to, when I first started writing, I wanted to put everything I knew into one song. And one song ended up sounding like five songs. And even in my playing, in my instrumentation, I would want to put everything I knew into my playing. I'll try to play every note. But sometimes less is more. And people will understand it better if it's simple.
Right. That's some good advice right there. What's one of the biggest lessons the Lord has taught you in ministry?
One of my biggest lessons is knowing, accepting the fact that everybody is important. And sometimes when we're in ministry and we're doing the will of God, we tend to think that everybody is going to support you. Everybody's going to be in your corner. But there's some people that are jealous of your gift. They're jealous of your anointing. And when you get comfortable with the fact that and knowing that everybody ain't for you, it lessens your disappointment. So you're not disappointed when you find out some people's true heart. And that was a huge lesson for me. Sometimes I would think that because my father was Reverend Timothy Wright, anybody that loved him would love me.
Right.
And that's not always the case. Sometimes people are jealous of your legacy. So my biggest lesson was legacy jealousy.
But it's true. I can imagine. So now, Miracles, what can we expect from this project?
Well, this project, it is an awesome project that features awesome choir songs. And we have some great features from some great gospel artists from all over the country. Sister Lillian Lloyd from Chicago is with us on the project. Pastor Michael Lamp, we have some great musicians. Calvin Rogers from Chicago have one of our great singers from the metropolitan area here in New York, New Jersey area, Lorraine Spencer, who is with the Kurt Carr Singers. She's on this project with us as well. And you'll expect some life-changing music on this project. These songs will they'll strike a nerve in you to know that God is able to do the impossible, to know that God is able to heal, set free, and deliver. And even if you're not saved, put the CD in, you'll say, what must I do
to be
saved? That's what you can expect.
That's all right. That's all right. And if we need this project, we need that sound, we need the choir, we need the voices pumping through the atmosphere,
yes,
reminding us of this simple truth. Well, Pastor David Wright, I really appreciate you for stopping by and just sharing with us about your project, Miracles. We definitely will be playing it on WKPS Radio. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. We're thankful to be one of your media partners. And anytime you need us to promote another project, feel free to give us a call.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And we'll be in touch for sure.
Okay.
Bye.